was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
All right.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He's King at Jeromny. If you still use Twitter, man, it's rough out there. I've been going on Twitter the last few days, just, you know, randomly, and boy, there's a lot of stuff on there that is not enjoyable to look at. But, you know,
what are you delving into the For You section of it, or
no,
what?
My guy, it's like just this, all the stuff people are retweeting. So even, you know, even if you share like a viewpoint with people on stuff, they retweet stuff and they're like, this is terrible, this should not be happening, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, I agree with you, but also now I'm seeing that thing you're responding to. And I'm like, fuck, that sucks. That's a bummer, man. I don't like that stuff is happening. But hey, we're here to completely ignore that for like an hour or two, hopefully, and talk about dumb bullshit like sports. So here we are again. Movie this week on Sunday is Bull Durham. So that's a movie, is from 88. I had not seen it in a very long time. But it is on HBO Max right now, so watch it. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. You know,
I still haven't seen it.
You didn't watch it?
Maybe on Saturday or Sunday. Ooh. I'll watch it. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, yeah. No, that sounds like a Friday night activity. Watch it on Friday night. Yeah, okay.
I mean, there's some titties flashing in it, so that might be a Friday night.
There's some side under boob action going on, I think. We are on Twitch right now, so if you wanted to check in with us, get in the chat, twitch.tv/abrog87, ABRAWG87. We do this every Thursday night around 7:30-ish, depending on when King shows up. Just kidding.
No, it's true.
I mean, kind of.
I see your timer. You got 15 minutes. All right, I'll log on in 13.
I know King needed to watch that very end of that Blazer game before he could fully focus on the podcast.
Kevin Knox, who we learned who that is today, led the Blazers in scoring today. Kevin Knox is second.
They lost, though, right?
There's two of them.
And they lost, yes. They did their job and lost still, yes.
Did you need to ask that question? Yeah. Yeah, they lost, yeah.
Well, I saw they were up in the first quarter.
Yeah, well, I don't know what they were doing, but.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, that seems to be how the Blazers operate. Is Dame still playing?
No. Oh, no. I learned last week that they deactivated him like 3 weeks ago.
So speaking of 3 weeks ago, I have not paid attention to them since 3 weeks ago, I think. Maybe more. Like, I literally stopped paying attention to them.
Yeah. I think you're in the same boat I was, where I've said that I didn't pay attention to him until I saw like a mention from like ESPN or like Twitter, or like, oh my God, Dame's going off. And then he had the game where he scored 72 or whatever.
Yeah.
I gave him a week after that. I was like, well, I'm going to watch. He's on a heater. And he was really boring and only scored like 44 and 38. And I was like, yeah, I'm over.
All right. So you missed the time to where Dame was shut down and he wasn't even like going to the games. And people, and the Blazers won that. They were like 17-point underdogs. I can't remember who they were playing.
Timberwolves. The Timberwolves.
And I saw people like adding Dame and like blowing up. Like, Dame couldn't even show up to be there for his team for this great win. And it's like Dame shut down.
He was traveling in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want from the fucking guy? Jesus.
He sure as shit ain't going to go to Minnesota.
if his
season is shut down, he's not going to go to Minnesota, period. Well, you know, there's always next year.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh, man.
But before we continue on anything here.
Sure.
I just want to get this out of the way, just for everyone's sake in the podcast.
Are we doing our keeper kick right now? Oh, this fucking guy. This fucking guy.
There we go. All right.
With his exploding whales hat.
I mean,
yep, still
sell out. Why don't you root for a real team?
Yeah, seriously. It's like everyone only does things for money. It's crazy, you know. Money and gear. It's insane. Yeah. It's too much.
It's just too much.
New print, little yellow.
Yeah, you little yellow, different.
Pepsi. La Cola. For a new generation.
It's the taste of a new generation. Nice Wayne's World 2 drop there.
I know.
You gotta love that.
Underrated. Very underrated, too. It's got a bad rap.
You know, I didn't know who Walken was back when that movie came out, so I saw that movie and was like, who the fuck is this weirdo who is ruining Wayne's World?
The Watch.
and now you go back and watch it, and it's like, oh yeah, okay, it's still Wayne's World. And Walken's hilarious, or can be, as we know. Fucking Wayne's World 2, that's great. You know what I did today? I secured tickets to...
Hops opening day.
No, it's like, no, the Aqua Sox, first of all. Come on, man. And you know who they're playing. You know who they're playing. The sellout exploding whales. That's who they're playing.
Yeah. I'm just saying, tomorrow, opening day, Hops, Ron Tonkin Field. Let's go.
Yeah.
They got Barney Rutherford on the bump for good things.
Great
place, Townsend State. Believe me.
Let's go. Let's all go drink 6 hoppy beers to celebrate baseball.
Shout out to Ninkasi. Used to give us free beers. Sure won't did. Forget that.
Yeah. Got to get 3D on the marketing again, so we can make that happen.
I think it was actually Steak.
Was it?
I think
steak?
It was Steak. Yeah.
Well, fucking get him back in the loop. I haven't heard from that guy.
I tell you what.
I haven't heard from that guy since then.
He's an enigma now.
He's kind of off the grid, which is funny because he, like, I don't know if he still does, but he very much used to work on the city grid.
I believe he still does work for the city.
Yes. He makes metropolis grids, but he's off the grid.
He creates the grid, but he's off the grid. I like that.
Yeah. Good for him.
No, totally. Nice government job. Should all have that. Forget what I was talking about. Oh yeah, I got tickets to an electronic. It's a EF1 thing, so it's like a Formula One event, but the cars are electronic or electric, I should say. So they're coming to Portland in June, and I noticed that and was like, hey, how often do you have a chance to go see a fucking Formula One race? And so
they're going to be racing in like downtown Portland. That's what Formula One.
I'm not 100% sure where it is, but like that's how those races work. So we'll see where they actually.
I'm pretty sure Portland doesn't have.
No, it's
a
not.
Racetrack.
It's not going to be downtown Portland. No. That would be cool as fuck if they did that, though.
You're going to this. You don't even know where you're showing up to see it.
No. I literally just saw it's in Portland and was like, "Hey, Formula One event. I need to go to that. I'll give me the details later. I don't care." So that should be fun. I don't know. I've never been to a car racing thing. So
we'll see. Never went down to Cottage Grove Speedway.
Okay. You know what? You got me.
The World of Outlaws, baby.
Yeah, you got me. You got me.
Hell yeah!
I have been down there.
Hell yeah!
Hell,
down the Grove, baby.
Yes. The dirt track.
Oh, it's so good.
It's good.
What are those? Are they stock? What are those things called? It's not stock cars. They're
I feel like WCP is going to tell us what they are in the chat right now.
Yes, he 100% will.
He says, by the way, it's at Portland International Raceway.
Oh, yeah. That place still exists. Yeah. I did not know.
Who knew?
I thought it went away with Portland Meadows.
Portland Meadows?
Yeah.
Yeah, does Portland Meadows still exist? Come on. I mean,
is that where the dogs race? Is that where
horses? They were classy enough. For like $5,000 purses at Portland Meadows. Come on, man.
Ski goes down there and throws down money on animals. Gotta love it, man.
I went to a World of Outlaws event in Cottage Grove, like first or second week of September this year. And we get there and they're like, we gotta cancel it because we'll start a fire. It's so dry. And everyone was revolting.
Wow, we got the right people in our chat, by the way. So they're sprint cars.
Sprint cars, all right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also, Booble says he used to live in the apartments across the road from Cottage Grove Speedway.
Ooh,
that's rough.
It's got to be a rough summer. It's either a great summer or a rough summer.
That's true.
Because the noise has got to be terrible. But you could probably bring home some very fun stuff.
They I don't think they can go super late. So it's not like you're being kept up or anything. Yeah, Booble says it's like living next to Otzen. Like my brother lives in those apartments in like the commons and shit now. And it's like the traffic's shitty, but it's removed enough to where you don't actually hear much. I used to live like in the Underbridge area, and like you'd hear the trains because trains would go by all the time, and you totally get used to it.
Love the sound of a good train.
It's almost like a soothing thing. Like it helps you go to sleep.
See, I get mad this time of year when it's shitty and soupy out because I can't hear the trains. Give me a crisp winter night where the fog is descending from the heavens as Santa is just spreading, you know, good vibes around, and you just hear, or give me a hot, steamy summer night. Like when it's a hot one, like 7 inches from the midnight sun, and you just hear a little Amtrak train.
It's so good. And like this, when they have to stop and they like crash into each other.
Crashing together. It brings me back to some Dave Matthews bands. And I just say, hey, trains, crash into me.
crash into me. Booble says you're lying and that you listen to the band Train to go to sleep.
Are they Drops of Jupiter in My Ear? Is that who Train is? Were they some butt rock band? I can't remember if they're like...
I feel like they were like a jam band.
Soft British or butt rock. I can't remember.
So good. WCP says they do have a curfew. They have to finish racing by 11.
Cowards.
The times I went there, it was when I was doing the radio promotion stuff. And I went there with Sid from KZL.
CYD.
And he is. My guy. He's the coolest, man. He's the coolest. He's actually 15 feet over there right now. I share a duplex with Sid, just in case you wanted to know.
Knock on his door and tell him to break down the Cottage Grove Speedway days.
I should, man. Good times, man.
Five before the hour, and here's Led Zeppelin. It's me, CYD Sid, 96.1 KZL, Eugene's rock.
So good. I forget now his closing line. He did the same thing every single night when his show ended. He would say something, take a really long pause, and then say something, and then close it out. I fucking can't remember for the life of me what it is. Hey, local Eugene radio listeners, hit us up on Twitter and let us know what Sid says. Or I could just go fucking ask him.
Bring Sid in here. Let's talk Zep of the Stones. Let's do it.
We'll have our list and bring Sid in for like worst 60s band.
Does the slow ride really take it easy, Sid? Does it really?
Booble says he used to yell "Kill Whitey." Kill him.
Kill his radio station.
Yeah, totally. He's a program director there now, man. He runs that station. Good for him. Took him a while to get there. Okay, where should we start with sports? I don't know. Like the only thing people have actually talked about with sports this week is the women's title game, and sort of like the aftermath of that.
So what? Okay, yeah. Let's talk about the Final Four title game, all that stuff. Okay, so I feel like this women's. Well, it's not just I feel like there's like empirical evidence in ratings that this women's tournament was the most watched ever, and some of that's a little whatever because they actually were televising first and second rounds.
Helpful. Very helpful.
Very helpful, yes.
And does it help that the men's one was so shitty?
Oh, the men's one was atrocious. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
And so once they got to the Final Four, I was like, oh, this is so cool. Like, Caitlin Clark is a motherfucker, and she's a shit talker, and she's a motherfucker, you know, again.
Yeah, man.
You know, all this stuff, and people are watching. It's like, go out to dinner on Friday, come back, it's halftime, South Carolina, Iowa. And I'm like, shit, Iowa's, they might actually win. And very, like, midway through the third, I'm like, oh, Iowa's going to win. Okay. LSU was already there. Iowa's going to win. How cool. And I'm seeing media people that I follow that are very big, like a Pablo Torre, right? They're like, oh, Caitlin Clark's the shit. She's the, you know, biggest shit talker in the game, other than Steph Curry, blah, 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 blah. Game ends, or the game is ending. It's not over yet, but we, at this point, we know who's going to win. Iowa's winning. And Sabrina Ionescu tweets like, oh, man, what could have been, you know, frowny face or something. And I click the mentions, and everyone's like, oh, shut up. Fuck you. Why are you making this about you? Get out of here. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. And then her next tweet is, you know, goat emoji, Caitlin Clark. And from there, the Final Four got fucking poisonous to me.
It sure did.
To me.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, people
everything about it, dude.
People on that, on, you know, the, oh, why are you making it about yourself? Okay, you can get over that. But all of a sudden, there are people like with check mark, like real check marks. They didn't pay $8 a month for the check mark. That are like, oh, Sabrina's a racist. She only rises up for white players, and she did not build on the legacy of a black man in Kobe Bryant. How many athletes in the world could actually elevate the legacy of Kobe Bryant? Right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's just so unfair. And I'm just reading all these things. People just pummeling Sabrina for being a white, you know, elevating white people. And I'm like, well, Caitlin Clark is the best player in women's basketball, right? I mean, she just is.
Yeah.
Well, and Bukers was out for the years, but
right. Well, yes, that's very, yeah.
Another white.
But girl, I'm like, yeah. But she didn't elevate Kobe Bryant's legacy. Like, what the fuck is she supposed to? Kobe Bryant's legacy. He's like the eighth best player in the history of the NBA. Like, what the fuck is any athlete supposed to do to elevate that? Right?
How could? And so then I, that? Yeah,
yeah. And then I turn on ESPN, and it's Dawn Staley, a legend, you know, GOAT player. Absolutely legend coach, two national titles, you know, four Final Fours, whatever, pretty new at South Carolina. And she's sitting there and she's like, and I just want to say that I want to push back on all the stuff people have said about us, that we're not thugs, and we're not gangsters, and we're not bar fighters, and we're not monkeys. And I'm like, holy fuck, holy. And, yeah, and I don't have context on this. I don't have context. I'm like, what the fuck? So I just Google it. I just start Googling Dawn Staley, ball, and I find, you know, the Gino Auriemma, and I do think this is fucked up, especially with the perch Gino Auriemma has, where when South Carolina kicked their ass this year again, he was like, that's not basketball. I don't know what that is. That's not basketball. Okay. That is over the line.
Yeah.
And then she's referencing, I think, the team they beat in like the first or second round, some shit team. She said it was like a bar fight, and they asked her to apologize for it. And the coach was like, no, a bar fight. They're just tough. Like they're tough. I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm like, okay, well, this is holy shit. Like obviously calling someone a monkey or a thug, like that is a monkey's beyond isn't coded. That's just straight up racist.
Insane, yeah.
Thug. Yeah. Some of those things can be coded, but I'm like, you know, like, and I was thinking to myself, I'm like, well, like 2 years ago in the bubble in San Antonio, when Oregon made the Sweet 16 in a weird year where they really only played like 20 games, and Sedona, and I'm blanking on the other big they had, they were just playing bully ball. And Dawn Staley was like, and you're calling us bullies. And I'm like, fuck, well, I was going like, hell yeah, bully ball. Getting to, you know, we thought they were getting to the Elite Eight because they got to, they were playing Louisville, I believe, and they ended up losing. It was like, hell yeah, they're bullying them. Like, was I racist for being like bully ball? Because I don't think it, in my head, in my space, I don't think saying bully ball is that.
It's not, yeah.
Well, it's just the same phrasing of just calling them a physical team.
Yeah, that's well, what that
means. That's what bully ball is. It's just being a physical team. That's all it is.
Well, that was my thing, and I was like, well, because like Mario Cristobal wanted to play bully ball while he was at Oregon, and yeah, like
he said it all the time.
The Knicks wanted to play bully ball in the '90s, and I'm just like, okay, whatever.
No, that's the Pistons. That's they like coined the phrase, didn't they? Like that's what where it's from.
When I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm like, shit. Again, no one called her team monkeys. That's beyond reproach. That's racist as fucking fuck.
It's terrible.
But, Gene Auriemma, like I said earlier, that was bad. He shouldn't have said that. That was a little weird. And so then you fast forward to the championship game, and everyone knows Caitlin Clark, classless motherfucker.
Sure.
I don't care. No, my favorite Blazer of all
time. She's a shit talker. It's her whole thing. She's really good, and she talks shit.
My favorite Blazer of all time, Rasheed Wallace, lastless motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I say that like not in a derogatory tone. Like, okay, I like Dylan Brooks. He's a classless motherfucker. As long as you're not injuring people and you're just being an asshole, I think that's sports. I don't have a problem with it.
You know, I have a problem with Caitlin Clark after the game going the super duper over the top classy route. Like that sort of annoyed the hell out of me. How she was, she like went out of her way to give credit where it's due, to not act salty in any way. And it's like, well, this goes against that character you've been playing the entire end of the season and in this tournament. Cause she may be a super nice, classy person, whatever, but that's not the person she was. That's not the role she was playing in the tournament. She talks shit to everybody about everything the whole time, which is fine. Again, do your thing.
That's on the court, though. That's different. On court, you hear about those athletes that turn on a different switch of like Mike Tyson, like, I'm going to eat your fucking children because we're going now. And then you get off the court and you're like, all right, I'm back to being a human being.
I don't think Tyson is a good example.
Larry Bird was, known as one of the biggest shit talkers.
Ever.
But then off the court, especially back in the 80s, this is what a lot of people complain about now with this new age people that like hugging, they say, oh, they just hug each other on the court while they're playing. It's like, yeah, all those guys were friends with each other all off the court all the time. They just had that
Magic and Larry hugged each other.
They did, yeah.
Yes,
Magic exactly. And Isaiah kissed each other on the court. So that point's dumb.
Literally nobody likes Isaiah Thomas.
No one.
No.
Except
does,
for Magic
no.
Johnson somehow.
No, so I disagree with you about her post game, because usually people that talk a lot of shit, they're usually good because you have to be able to back up shit talking. And then usually those people kind of give respect to other good players after games as well.
So I guess back to the we interrupted you, Gang, while you were talking
But then the championship game on Sunday happens and LSU kicks the shit out of Iowa. And Angel Reese, hunts down Caitlin Clark and does the not the John Cena, the Tony Yayo. You can't see me.
Tony Yayo.
G-Unit.
Literally nobody knows that.
No.
I saw a bunch of people fact checking that on Twitter, man. It's like, man, nobody remembers Tony Yayo. Cut it out.
And then of course, okay, the race war starts. Okay, that was so obviously going to happen on Twitter. And David Portnoy, I'm shocked that he's an asshole. Like, no, you got to be fucking kidding me. Keith Olbermann, shocked he's stuck in 1955, whatever. Okay. So that was whatever. And, and then Angel Reese is like, I did it for people to look like me. And people are starting to be like, black person that's good at basketball? Like, okay. Probably doesn't make the most sense, but you get a pass. Okay. And then she does the sit down where she's like, I don't accept Jill Biden's apology. And Brandon Marshall and I forget the other host's name, but from the I Am Athlete podcast. She's new. That's what I I know the podcast. I just can't remember her name. She's new. Like, what do you mean I don't accept her apology? Oh, you know, she said Iowa could come, which was dumb. You can't accept the losing team to the White House. That is stupid. Joe Biden, well-intentioned, I'm sure. That was super dumb.
Really, really, really dumb.
Dumb and corny. Like, just dumb and corny.
Really dumb.
And then she's like...
And you know what? My just real quick. Like, my initial reaction was the same as Angel Reese's. It was like, what the fuck are you doing, Jill Biden? Like, what are you doing? You, like, no losing team ever gets invited to the White House. What are you doing? So you liked watching Caitlin Clark so much that you want to invite their team because of good sportsmanship? Like, that's dumb and corny. Like, that's...
Can we get rid of teams going to the fucking White House anyway?
Maybe, yeah.
No. Like, what's the point?
So
of it?
if we're having this discussion where you're talking about bringing like the losing team, it's like that. Maybe I think it's cool. I think it's a cool symbolic thing. Go meet the president if you want to, and you know, do your like get your flowers for like doing the work, getting your title. That's part of it. It's like people used to go to Disneyland. Now they go to the fucking White House or whatever. It's cool, man. I get it. But like, come on, Jill Biden, like. Dumb and corny,
for sure. Super dumb. But she's sitting there, Angel Reese, and it's like, yeah, I don't accept her apology. And they're like, well, why? And they're like, well, she didn't come to our locker room before the game, but I think she went to Iowa's. Oh, she didn't go to your locker room? She's like, yeah, no. Well, why? We told her not to come. Okay.
All right.
When they're like, well, why? Her husband, Joe, didn't pick us to win the title. So I said, bet. And we didn't invite her. We didn't let her come in. I'm like, so you start. Joe Biden, they haven't watched sports in so long. No. Like, let's just be honest. And I'm like, so you're taking it as an insult that she didn't talk to you before the game because you guys – told her when she tried to come in.
Couldn't. Yeah.
She couldn't. That doesn't. And people are like, yeah, Slay Queen, you go be unapologetically you. And I'm like, okay. You know, the summer of 2020, you know, the last couple years were fucking chaotic and things that are much better on that for NIL, you know, all that stuff. But when someone says something dumb and bad and corny, call them on it. Because they're sitting there, and if you watch Brandon Marshall, he's like, but I'm not going to be the one that calls her on it.
Yeah.
And what it reminded me of is, do you remember when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died? And everyone was like, oh, all these like heartfelt things. And then it got kind of corny. And then there was that woman with like 25,000 followers, perfectly fine Twitter account, who was like, made up a story about her kid who was like, oh, and then my four-year-old said, Ruth Conda forever. And that's the cultural crossover I need. And everyone's like, yeah, that's dumb. That's what someone should have said to Angel Reese there. Like, she had her Ruth Conda forever moment sitting down, like, oh, we're mad at Joe Biden because Joe Biden told her not to come. And then we're mad she didn't come. So now we're going to go to the Obamas who,
didn't invite you.
They didn't invite you. And if you want to be perfectly honest, Obama was the drone war guy and killed a lot of people of color. Probably not. Like, we're just being.
I mean, not keeping it honest.
But,
yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, it was someone should have been like, you know, that was dumb. Like, you had your point with the you can't see me and what if a white girl did it? Okay, that was fine. That was valid. But now you've taken it to a point where someone needed to sit there and be like, really? Like, how can you be mad when you didn't want her to, you told her not to come in?
Is everything of all this happening new? Because, I mean, like you said, the numbers for the women's tournament were astronomical compared to what it has been in the past. Like, if this happened 5 years ago, is this even a story? Because, you know, 3 million people watched the final four in championship game. But the fact that so many more people watched it and were engaged now, it leads to this kind of shit.
I'm guessing if in 2020 in the championship game, if someone did that to Sabrina while Oregon lost by 15 in the title game, it probably would have been a story. But not again, like
but
this.
But that's the point, though, is like women's basketball was big enough this year to where it hasn't really been this big since Sabrina. And so like since there are so many more eyeballs on it this year, and since
welcome to the shit show of people watching, exactly. This is what's going to happen since Caitlin, if something happens.
And since Caitlin Clark became such a household name in like the last 2 weeks before nobody knowing who she was.
No idea.
And since she became such a household name, all of a sudden somebody's talking shit to them or to her when everybody had just become huge fans of her. They're like, well, fuck this person. How she's classless doing exactly what Caitlin Clark did a week before. I
mean, the classless thing is stupid.
No, like, again, no, this whole thing is stupid, but I think that's Ski's point. Is like none of this stupidity happens if eyeballs aren't on the games and people aren't like suddenly paying attention. Like the eyeballs being on the games and millions of people watching brings Twitter into it. And if Twitter's into it, then you're gonna have a whole lot of stupid, dumb bullshit being said. Including the president's wife inviting the losers of the game to the White House, including Angel Reese doing this dumb fucking interview and sounding dumb and corny herself, including just obvious but not even laced racism, like obvious racism towards
there's her. Of course a lot all of just the obvious place, yeah. Like so after the game, you know, the game's over.
Answer your question. On December 17th, 2021, ended on December 17th, 2021.
The fuck did I even trigger there? So after the game happens, Angel Reese and Kim, January 6th, Mulkey, you know, get up to the podium, the ESPN podium. And she's like, oh, you know, I don't take disrespect well. And they, you know, Caitlin disrespected my SEC girls. You know, and I'm like, but like we just watched like Russell Westbrook this whole like last 2 years have people be like, we're not guarding you. And he'll sit there, and it was like 2 weeks ago where someone did it super extreme to him where he's like, oh fuck, and he's just dribbling up top. And no one was like, everyone was like, ha ha, he can't shoot. Okay, disrespectful, but whatever. The women's game to truly evolve needs to see something like that where a defense sags off someone and just is like, okay, fucking shoot. Oh, you can't. And you won't because you can't. And be like, that's basketball. And not the make women- it a total affront on their family lineage and all that stuff. The game has come very far and we're much closer to that, you know, kind of equality stuff.
The women's
been.
Game that's, is still set in the 80s.
That's what you're talking about.
But there's still parts of it where it's like, that's a little pandering. And then like when they went to that, when they went to the ESPN thing and it's like L Duncan and I honestly, I'm forgetting the other two hosts. And they're just like laughing it up and loving it up. And I'm like, you don't really see that after like the, I watched the men's, and it's just Jay Billis being like, and then UConn shot 17 from 24 from
dude,
two.
Dude, they wouldn't talk about that because it's such a normal thing in basketball.
Exactly. It's
pandering sexist bullshit is what it is.
It really is.
Yeah.
And like none of us here think that, you know, the 15 seconds of her hunting her down, you can't see me. Yeah, it was classless. Who the fuck cares?
Of course it was. Yeah.
It was over the top. Who the fuck cares?
It's part of the game too.
like speaking of Russell Westbrook and Dylan Brooks, like 10 days ago, Russell Westbrook went up to Dylan Brooks and for like 10 seconds was like, you're trash, you're trash. Like face to face, you're trash, you're trash, you're trash. It didn't make a fucking blurb. Everyone from like the well-intentioned to the shit bags like Dave Portnoy, make that the norm in the women's game too. It's not not a big deal. Nope,
it's not.
Again, it's just not a big deal. But we're not there. I guess we're just not there. Because, like I said, like I thought Friday night was poisonous and acerbic and weird. But then when I kind of forgot about it. And then I'm watching the game on Sunday and I see that. And I'm like, ha-ha, Caitlin Clark is getting it shoved back in her face. No big deal. I did not anticipate it blowing up. Into no, this.
My literal first thought was like, oh man, she earned that.
Oh, and
she earned.
Going
she,
back
she,
to the Friday,
she earned it. Talk shit, get hit, right? Like if you talk shit, it will come back on you. This is sports, man. Like you're not going to win every single fucking game of your career. Like you will get your ass handed to you on national TV if you play in big enough games. Yeah. Sure enough,
someone will let you know.
Someone will let you know. That's sports, yeah. Dude. That's sports.
And going back to Friday, there was some national writer. I can't remember what platform she writes for. And she did like this 12 tweet thread about how unclassy and toxic masculinity and borderline racist it was to show in the post game interview Aaliyah Boston crying.
Yeah.
And she's like, they should never show that. It's, you know, racist and, you know, it's toxic masculinity. And so I was like, so what you're asking for is like, and I got ratioed to hell, and I don't care because I don't think I'm wrong. I was like, so you're not asking for the journalist to be journalist. And this woman was a journalist in the post-game scrum.
Yeah.
It's like, so you're not asking journalists to show the game and what happened and the player and the emotion. You're kind of asking for propaganda to hide. She was asking, you need to hide them from crying.
That's the part of the story that people are interested in.
It's the human element. Emotive is fun. And I got ratioed to hell, and I responded once on Friday, went to sleep, woke up Saturday, and I got all these mentions. And I'm like, the most famous meme on the internet is the second best basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Crying.
Yeah.
And then some other people mentioned, I'm like, here, register guard photo, Marcus Mariota coming off the field against Ohio State. Crying. Hey, Adam Morrison crying.
It's the money shot, man.
Here is Kobe Bryant hugging Derek Fisher on the bench after the Spurs eliminate him, crying. You can show men crying, and that's fine. But if a woman athlete is crying, you're crying foul. Again, I know you could do it gratuitously, I understand, or you could be like, oh, look at that. But if you're, you know, KWP4 in Tampa, Florida, and you're going to be like, you want to know what? We're not going to show their emotions because they're women. Like, it sets a bad tone. You're not doing anyone any justice. It's not that's not.
You're protecting.
Emoting anyone. Is fine. Yes. Like, it's so bizarre.
Such a weird take.
What are they trying again, to, this are they trying to get away?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are they trying to get away from the stereotype of, you know, women are emotional kind of thing?
No,
it wasn't even that deeper
than that, and I'm not
deeper than that.
Again, man, this whole last week has been nothing but horrible takes. It's all been like a racist, sexist shit show, and like I'm over it, man. Like,
and again, we'll all sit there and say that Dave Portnoy tweet probably drenched in racism.
Of course.
Calling a 20-year-old college athlete an absolute piece of shit. Okay, yeah, uncalled for. But some of the other stuff, it's like, you know, I know it's well intentioned, but it's not correct. Like, I'm sorry. And people were like, well, you know, no one shows other players crying like they did Aaliyah Boston in 2021. And like I said a little bit ago, I'm like, yeah, they do.
Of course they do.
They always do. The men's montage to the ball is up, whatever, here we go. It's all guys crying. Like the year before COVID shut it down, when Oregon lost to Virginia in the Sweet 16. I'm forgetting the guy's name. Like,
Gabe, who? That's
I know.
Freudian slip.
El Amin or something. Amin.
Khalid El Amin?
It wasn't Khalid El Amin, but he was he was just a transfer. He played one year at Oregon. And when they lost to Virginia, he is bawling on the bench, just crying. And they showed it every week after that in the tournament. And he was on the montage after Virginia won it for like 10 seconds. It's sports. It's fine.
Jordan Bell. Jordan Bell. Jordan Bell in the locker room.
Jordan Bell in the locker room. It's fine.
Tears. Of course it is, man. It's sports. It's humanity. We're humans. We're all humans, man. Other than Kim Mulkey, who is a homophobic piece of shit. She can go fuck herself. And you the fact that she just won a national title, college basketball can go fuck itself for giving her that. So
you think LSU didn't let Jill Biden in because of the bracket? No, exactly. It's probably because Kim Mulkey. And honestly, if the Obamas invited you to their house, guess who's not coming? It's Kim Mulkey. Let's be honest.
That was Ehab Amin.
Ehab Amin, yes.
I'm looking at the box score of this game. How was Oregon in the Sweet 16? Paul White, Kenny Wooten, Lewis King, Okoro, Pritchard, Richardson, Amin. That's who played.
Pritchard is how they're in.
Pritchard had 11 points.
What about Wooten?
Wooten had 2 points.
How many blocks, though? Like 12?
Doesn't say. Lewis King had 16 to lead.
Is that the year they beat, like, Wisconsin at Riverside to get in?
Play Wisconsin every year for, like, 5 years, so I'm assuming yes.
In one shot and moment.
All right, let's fucking move on from that shit show. Like, I'm so tired of, like, hearing about it, to be completely honest. Did you guys watch the men's final at all? Like,
I watched the last nine minutes.
I really didn't.
See, the thing was, the final four games were great.
I'll take your word on it.
Yeah, exactly.
They were great games, but I just knew that San Diego State's kind of that, like, the thing where you're complaining about the Ducks team. They're boring as shit.
My guy, I cannot watch FAU versus San Diego State play basketball. I cannot do it. I don't care if it's in the Final Four.
I can't do it.
Won't do it.
No.
I can't watch with them.
I want winners. San Diego State in a final playing UConn. I don't want to watch UConn. Neither of those teams interest me in the slightest. So I saw that matchup and I'm like, all right, well, on to baseball or whatever. You know, like, maybe I'll check in if it gets interesting, and it never got interesting. So.
Never. No, the final was, I think, UConn was down 2 maybe after 4 or 5 minutes. Then they went on like a little 6 or 8-0 run. I was like, all right, this game's over. It's done.
Yeah, it got down to 5 with like 6 minutes left.
Because
basketball.
And
then with
4 minutes
hard.
Left, it was 14.
Yeah.
How tuned into this tournament were you this year?
Zero. I would say
way less than I've ever been, I think.
I don't know if I watched an hour of game time.
Really?
Yep. Didn't watch.
See, I was cute. I was there till the Elite Eight, you know, because you're having big upsets and guys hitting the game winning shot.
You bet too. So
I did, but it's also they were good. There was a lot of good games. In a basketball sense.
King and I over here, taking your word for it.
So here's how unplugged with the tournament this year I was. I entered 2 pools. Today at about 2:30, I get a text from someone who runs the pool. Has run a long time pool that I'm pretty sure Ski is in.
Oh, by the way, you won.
No, I didn't win. And she goes, hey, congratulations on your comeback. You finished in second. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. And I'm like, oh, and I joined another pool too that I haven't heard of. So then I'm looking, and in the pool that I finished second in, this pool that I'm talking about, I had 2 Elite Eight teams. I had 1 Final Four team. San Diego State. I had 1 in the finals. And then I'm like, oh shit, I got to look at this other pool. What the hell? No one's asked me for money. Did I win? I didn't win. But I finished in a tie for second.
Jeez.
Because I had 1 Elite Eight school, 1 Final Four school, 1 championship game school.
Yep.
San Diego State. And why did I pick San Diego State? I have no clue. Because the rest of my brackets are I mean, when we're saying I have one or two teams in the Elite Eight, you know it's bad. I'm like, oh, it's sunny. I don't know.
I'll tell you why. Because you back the pack, my friend.
I do back the pack. P-A-C. P-A-C. P-A-C.
Yeah. No. My rule for brackets is always, usually you have to pick the winner to win these brackets usually. If you don't have the national championship team, you're not going to win shit.
You're not going to win.
But this year, it was such a clusterfuck. It was... Do you have a team in the final four?
Right.
Do you get a team in the finals? You're probably got a good chance of winning this or cashing.
No,
you're winning.
Yes. No, would like I forget who shared it in our, was it like Hucklebenny or whatever shared it in our Discord? And he shared like the screenshot of our standings. And oh, I was like, what was that? I was like third or something like that. I'm like, how the fuck? Like I literally, Arizona lost in the first round and I tuned out. Yes. I was like, okay, my champion is out, and so I am therefore out. And I was like, and then I find out like weeks later, apparently I wasn't the entire time. I was actually pretty close.
I had a buddy that would have won a pretty good chunk of change in a pool if UConn would have lost. He had no Final Four teams. He just did enough early on, and everyone had none of these guys in the final four that if you did good enough early, you're sitting pretty because no one's catching you.
You know what, dude? That has to be worth more than picking a perfect bracket. Like winning a bracket with no final four teams has to be worth something.
He didn't, but he had a chance.
It's amazing. Like forget your like ESPN bracket challenge or whatever. It's like picking the highest ranked bracket. No, if you win a bracket and you don't have any Final Four teams, you're a legend. Like, seriously, yes. A legend. I've won one bracket my whole life. It was, like, in the 90s. I picked Duke to win, I think. And that's it. I still hold on to that. Like, I've never even come close besides that.
You got your Xerox bracket still with your circles and X-outs of teams?
Yeah, no, this would have been back in the days when they were all physical brackets, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It was definitely Yahoo. But whatever.
My bracket NCAA like high mark. I'll never pass it. I'll never pass it. 1997 opened up a good old Mountain Dew.
Was it
code Arizona red? Wildcats?
If it ain't code red, then it ain't shit.
Oh, get out of here! It's your code red. Arizona Wildcats. Who won it? The Cats. And what did I win? A Mountain Dew themed jersey that said Arizona on it.
Oh,
that was the prize.
That's not bad.
That was sick. It was sick as hell. It was sick. Yeah. It was back in the day, I think it was called it rad.
Yeah.
Tubular, possibly?
Nah, I was a little too old to be tubular, but it was definitely bitching. Definitely bitching.
Was it a dank?
Oh, it was so dank. Because it was Mountain Dew like themed. And it said Arizona in green and red, but like in the Arizona script.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the few things I've thrown away that I absolutely regret.
Really?
Absolutely. Because that, you know, so I won it, you know, April of 97 or 98, whatever year that was. And I think I got it in like April of 99. Postage in
here later.
It was a different world. Yeah. It was a different world.
Yeah.
You kids, we our mail traveled by doves and burrows. It was weird in the 90s.
You had to send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Yeah. Love me a gold.
Props to Arizona for licensing that. That's fantastic. That's a good move on their part. Okay, so we've talked a lot about basketball so far. Is there anything else? I guess, you know, elephant in the room for Oregon. Pow Pow entered the transfer portal like officially.
Yeah, Kelly Graves is a fraud.
Yeah, man. I think
Sedona Prince as well.
Well,
she might come back though.
I thought she retired.
No, she with Prince and oh my god, who's the India Rogers. They both withdrew from the WNBA.
Oh, did she?
Today.
Did
yeah,
she?
Both of them. Sedona and India.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, Rogers is the only one who actually matters, but she's by far Oregon's best player last year. But
was it a pow-pow problem then if these girls, you know, rescind their draft choice?
I do think pow-pow, she wasn't good this year.
No.
That's just
no.
Wasn't great, but
The literal. Okay, so WCP says Sedona did enter the portal. I was gonna say, like, literally the last thing I want as an Oregon basketball fan is for Sedona Prince to return to Oregon. Like, she is awful to watch. Like, truly bad. Like, she's
man, is that because she played bully ball?
She's a big, yeah. The complete opposite of that.
Ski, look at this. Look at this guy. He's racist.
She's definitely not a bully ball. He averaged like 2.7 rebounds.
No, that's Sweet 16 run. Bully ball. Yo, fight.
She is literally the softest big I've ever seen play basketball. She's like the tallest person on the court. Any second of the game, and she gets bullied. That's the problem, man. Is she cannot get a rebound, cannot play defense, doesn't want to try to play defense. Like, I cannot stand watching her play basketball. Like,
I'm in fairness, even NBA players don't play defense.
But I enjoy her as a person. I enjoy her stances on things and what she does in the community and stuff like that. Sure, all good, fantastic. I can't stand watching her play basketball. Like, it sucks. Like, Booble says Sedona or Will Richardson.
Oh, God.
One. I'd rather have Sedona back to watch Will Richardson.
So would I. So would I.
I'm the opposite, man. Like,
I don't need to see Will Richardson score 0 points again.
You can hide a big.
Yeah. And dribble it off his foot. Yeah.
Richardson takes the ball every single possession, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fair. Now, Sedona can come back if she wants to, as long as she's on the bench, not playing.
She's not. Kelly Graves, fraud.
Yeah, program. Really interesting. That's sort of the big thing now is like what, because he's had, over the last five, like since Sabrina left, basically, he's had just mass. He'd get these really good recruits. They'd be there for a year or two, and they would all leave. Every single one of them. It's
that, well, I mean, that class after Sabrina and Satu and Ruthie, it was five stars, and they're all gone.
Yeah, like Niara stayed, I think, just because she had the injuries and the program stuck with her, and that totally makes sense. But yeah, everybody else, gone.
But, I mean, I this goes back to, I think, when you worked at the radio station, like Gonzaga Fred would call in, where the fuck his name is, and he's like, oh, I really like Kelly Graves. Gary. As long as you have an Gary Gonzaga, oh my God. As long as you have an elite point guard. If you don't, you're not going to like him. And they haven't had one in the last couple of years.
Yep.
So is that leading into Dana Altman as well?
No, he's Coach Calipari. I mean, like, we can hate on Dana Altman all we want. You can't say strategically he's unavailable. Some coaches don't even try.
No, definitely not.
Well, we'll see what happens because again, it's another situation where it's like, I really like Kelly Graves. Like, he's a good dude. He's good in the community, fun guy, but his basketball teams have been bad. And he can't, for whatever reason, he gets these kids in the program and they don't like the program and they leave. So I don't know what that's about. I wish I did.
No, well, I think it's opposite because he's such a player's coach. I can't imagine it's like I can see Khalil Ware being like, fuck you, Dana Altman.
Yes.
I'm 6'11 and a five star. I'm not playing defense. Get off of me.
Yeah. I'm not bending my knees, dude.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Kelly Graves doesn't strike me as being like that kind of guy. But there's something.
Exactly.
Somewhere.
No, that's my point, is I truly have no guesses as to what it could be.
Yeah.
Like,
we can all point to some Dana Altman thing, like, but with Kelly Graves, I don't get it. Like, I would feel like players would love to play for him.
Yeah, and what's not to like about the program with him in charge of it too? I mean, you get the Nike thing. So a lot of teams get the Nike thing, but if we're talking about women's basketball, if you have access to Nike facilities and constant flow of Nike stuff, that's a big draw. If you have the most popular, third or fourth most popular women's basketball player in the world right now, constantly coming to your program to, like, not necessarily tutor you, but at least like introduce you, bring you stuff, like hang out with the team, that kind of stuff. That's a draw. You know, Kelly Graves being the player's coach that he is, that's a draw. Great facilities, that's a draw. So what happens when they get here and they underperform Is it him motivating them? Like, I don't know. And then they just leave. It's bizarre. It's bizarre.
Like Mark McGrath said, how bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby.
Making me crazy.
Making me crazy.
Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
Every time I look around. See you.
So, I mean, we're on board that Sugar Ray's terrible, right? Sugar Ray's terrible.
Shut up, Ski.
Sugar Ray is so terrible.
Sugar Ray is terrible.
So terrible. How Mark McGrath parlayed that into, like, TV.
Dude, Entertainment Tonight host.
Yeah.
Wow, it's amazing. Bibble says Sugar Ray is better than the Beatles.
Oh, absolutely. No question.
I tell you what.
Who's worse than the Beatles, I guess, to this point?
I enjoy singing Sugar Ray more than I enjoy singing the Beatles.
Here's one, King.
Yeah. I'd much rather sing that than go, "Hey, Jude, get out of here."
All right, King, Beatles or Pearl Jam?
Oh, I'll go Beatles because I like the song Blackbird.
All right.
That's it.
That's it.
And I can't understand anything Pearl Jam says.
Ooh, here you go. Here's one from Booble. Beatles better than Maroon 5.
I don't know. Only one played the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right?
Ooh, just saying.
Just saying.
Step your game up. That's all. WCP says he loves how Ski just stays silent anytime King and I sing something.
Let you guys go.
You scared?
Ski, sing a song.
You scared?
Sing a Beatles song.
I don't know any Beatles songs.
Sing a Mobb Deep song.
Ooh. I don't know how many lyrics I can get out of the Shook Ones.
Sing a Travis Tritt song. Yo, you gotta know something.
He's a Shook One, King. He won't sing it.
Ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
There you go.
I know they're scared to death and they're scared to look.
He definitely said some lyrics there. That's a thing. Beatles better than Imagine Dragons, says Booble. I might agree
there
with
that. There you go. I don't know anymore.
Didn't even hear that. You were singing it so well.
It's Imagine Dragons. The one's like, I'm a believer.
That one, right?
It's I'm waking up.
Imagine Dragons is better because they are the 2014-2015 sad ending for the Oregon Ducks CFP song.
There you go.
Like, yeah. You will remember me for centuries.
So here's one from Booble. You can sing, Ski. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Sing some Nate Dogg.
I don't know this.
Because I have never met a girl.
All right, Ski. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Call me baby.
Yeah, let's hear your voice. We have been vulnerable with our singing voice, Ski. Carly Rae Jepsen. Go.
Make it so.
I'm trying to remember.
Okay, no, do the Rebecca Black one then. The Friday song. Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
No, there's no way you don't know that song. He's doing a thing.
I know the Carly Rae Jepsen one.
He's doing a bit.
He doesn't know who Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Get out of here.
I definitely don't know that one.
Come on.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Friday.
It's the weekend. Everybody fun. Weekend.
Partying, yeah.
You're doing a bit.
I don't know
dude.
What playlist you guys are listening
All
to.
Right, sing a Limp Bizkit song. A Limp Bizkit line, go.
Do you want us to like write down some lyrics for you for Limp Bizkit? You lying
sing a song that you know. Are you aware of music?
Liar. It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up and you don't give a fuck.
Everybody sucks.
Come on, man.
Don't want to know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off.
Head off.
All right, Ski, sing a song you know off the top of your head right now. Go.
Here you go. Sing happy, song. Sing Happy Birthday.
I ain't seen Happy Birthday.
Oh yeah, that's trademarked. We're gonna get screwed.
Trademarked. We don't want to.
Yeah, no. Actually, that's not trademarked anymore.
Trying to remember the lyrics.
That's not trademarked anymore. It's like Happy Birthday is like public domain.
Oh, public domain now.
Yeah. Forgot about that. There were like two sisters who held the trademark for like 80 years.
Hey. Yeah. All right. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. So here's my number. So call me, Megan. Right. I got the lyrics right there. Right. All right. Good.
It's a jam. There you go. All right, we did it. Ski saying, let's never do that again.
No, this is a bit now.
Ski, you're a terrible singer, man.
I gotta get back in the 80s.
Wouldn't that be great? We spend like 20 Ski, minutes trying to get you to sing
a line from an 80s song. Go.
From an 80s movie. Ooh, right. From an 80s arm wrestling movie.
Oh, 80s arm wrestling movie. All right. How does that start off the guitar?
Be great if he knows this song, but he doesn't know like a Beatles song.
I need music to trigger lyrics.
My God, this guy. Enough. We're putting him on the spot every week, though, from here on out.
Yeah, every single week. He just lives in a joyless, musicless world.
I'll pick a song and look up so I can have the lyrics in front of me.
So going forward, our new bit is Ski sings a line from a decade.
There you go.
And we'll just throw it to him.
Yeah,
it's going to be from that. We'll say 80s to now. 80s is the... mentally prepare.
Yeah.
80s to current.
I think we should start...
Was there music before the 60s, really?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Ski only knows songs from the 80s. But like, I think we should start in the 20s. We should
How did he? When we said sing a song from the 80s, how was he not just like, I went to the danger zone?
I know.
I was not thinking Kenny Loggins at all.
I mean, geez, man.
I guess I could have gone the I'm all right.
There you go.
No buts about me. Then something, something, something.
Give me a sign.
I don't know the rest.
No, they don't let you be. Do what you want.
There we go. There it is.
All right.
The K-Log.
We did it.
He's got to give me some K-Log, I guess.
It only took us like 15 or 20 minutes, King, but we did it.
Oh, jeez, Louise. That bit. Rough.
Is this going to replace Keeper Kick from now on? Is that what
No, yes, it will. Ski sings Michael McDonald will be our bit for the next couple of months.
Yummo be
See? There it is.
Yeah,
I'm in the jam.
It's all we wanted, man.
As long as it doesn't take over. As long as it doesn't take over for the brand. What do we decide on? 90s random baseball teams?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's going to happen.
As long as it doesn't. Yeah, I can't take over from that.
King's going to read. You're going to read a random 90s baseball team's roster. That's it. That's the bit. you're going to love it.
Carlos Baerga.
You're going to love it.
Marquise Grissom.
Sandy
Mark Whitten.
Sandy Alomar.
Kenny Lofton.
Ooh, Kenny Lofton is a good one. He like underrated Kenny Lofton.
Oh yeah.
Genuinely great to watch. Okay, sports.
Sports.
What else? Our baseball teams are off to really horrible starts.
Yeah.
I mean, mine's actually better than both of yours, which is, I mean,
What are the A's?
So Casey's 1-6. I'm sorry. You're Boston fan, right?
Yeah, they're 3-4.
Yeah, they're 3-4, but last in the AL East. Oakland.
Yeah, because the fucking Rays are undefeated. Get the fuck out of here,
Oakland,
Rays.
Oakland 2-5, second to last in the AL West. Do you know who's last?
Mariners.
Yes, they are. That's a damn shame. Damn shame.
I just thought of a baseball bit next week. We're going to do it for a minute. And I'm going to call it. So, new rules. You have 8 seconds to get in the box, right?
We can't do new rules. That's Bill Maher's thing, man. We'll get sued.
It's not called new rules. Oh, okay. I'm just saying right. The new rules of Major League Baseball. You got to get in the box and be ready in 8 seconds. So we're going to call it Batesball. Get it? Baseball, but with an eight seconds. Batesball. And we got to get off as many takes in less than 8 seconds on baseball. Like Cody Bellinger, a Cub. And then someone else goes. Next week, be prepared.
Oh, all right.
Like Scar okay. says, be prepared.
I like that. I like that a lot.
To go along with our hop states.
Now, are we going to be able to remember any of these bits we just brought up? Probably yes. not.
I'll remember baseball.
You absolutely will not. That's
don't.
That's Booble's job. That's Booble's job.
Right? Oh, I will remember baseball.
Yeah, but you'll forget the 90s baseball roster thing. It's getting replaced. Yeah,
that one's gone.
It's getting replaced. Gone, yeah.
Yeah. Larry Walker. Larry Walker.
Larry Walker. Larry
Walker.
Andres Galarraga.
The big cat.
Yes, sir. Let's see, what else before we get to... Do you have a keeper kick, by the way?
Yeah, I had two.
Okay. Do you want to talk about... So I just have a quick question about this, because Colorado sold out their spring game, and it's...
Never seen that before. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, Colorado, who, you know, famously has like 3,000 people at their home games, like before this year, they sold out their spring game. How long do you give it, how many losses maybe, before the fan base re-loses their interest?
Well, before we go on,
leaves in 3 years.
Real quick, do you think it lasts the season?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. So they sold out Folsom Field, right?
Yeah.
Okay, for the spring game?
Yeah.
But they really didn't. Ooh, they're like, oh yeah, we sold it out. Yeah, but we put tarps. We're putting up tarps for 9,000 seats.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's on top of a whole tarp thing they have in the end zone anyway.
It's like 40 something thousand though.
Sure. Good for them. It'll last this year. And I don't know. I don't think it's going to last much longer.
How many big games do they have to win to keep interest?
I think they're going to be there until Dion's gone, because I just don't think he's not going to be there long. He'll only be there for 3 years max, it kind of feels like.
Yeah.
Especially if they're like a average to slightly above average, he will leave very soon.
Yeah, for sure. Like somebody will hire. Honestly, it was sort of surprising it didn't happen already. Like somebody bigger than Colorado didn't get him. But
I think teams just wanted to see him do it at, you know, a big school.
Yeah, kind of curious what his end game is. You know, like is his end
Florida
game,
State? Is I would
Florida
assume
State, or is it the NFL or something? Like, I'm curious.
Probably the NFL. He's not settling for college.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought too. I don't.
Dion thinks he's going to be an NFL head coach?
I can't.
It's
pick,
Dion.
I can't picture.
Yes.
Yeah, he thinks.
I absolutely think he thinks he's going to be the best NFL coach. And hey, whatever. The power of positivity. Good for him. Yes, I don't think he's like, you want to know what? Coaching the ACC, that's my end game. I think he, in his heart of hearts, is like, I'm taking the Cowboys job.
Yeah, yeah. And he might.
Like, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. I'm just saying, like, the person who would end up doing the hiring, he might hire him. I could see that happening, actually.
It's definitely possible.
Okay, that's all. I was just kind of curious for your thoughts on that. Okay, what's your keeper kicks?
All right, first one is Masters started today. Keeper kick the Live PGA feud still kind of being a thing.
Keep.
Did you read anything about it or anything? Do you like the little feuding of it?
I don't give a Brooks Koepka and Phil Mickelson, get the fuck out of here. I don't fucking, I hope people call them pieces of shit forever. They don't care. They're gonna wipe their asses with $100 bills. But yeah, let it percolate in perpetuity.
Yeah, you know what, dude? It's funny because it reminds me of soccer right now, because Ronaldo plays for that Saudi Arabia team. They also offered Messi a deal where it's like it's $500 million or something like that. And it's like, you know what, dude, go take it. Like they don't
care. Is Messi still good though?
Yeah, no, Messi's still good. So is Ronaldo.
Where are you in December, Ski? Yeah, come on.
Did you not watch the World Cup, my guy?
He was okay.
Yeah, he was just okay. Oh my god,
it's okay. I mean, is he still winning the Ballon d'Or, whatever the fuck the like fancy best player in Europe award is?
Golden Boot or something? I don't know.
Yeah, Golden Boot's like if you get the most goals.
Yeah, whatever. I'm a Cascadia Cup.
So my point is sort of what your point was, King, is like the players don't give a shit. You can talk all you want to them about it. Like, nobody cares. Like, didn't they ask Fred Couples about it this week or something?
And he doubled down.
He was like, no, they suck. They're like traitors. They're pieces of shit. But also, like, whatever. I'm generationally rich now from the Live Tour. So,
well, see, the Live versus PGA thing died when the PGA. So the Masters is run by a whole different entity.
Yeah.
So they're always going to let the Live Tour guys in. The feud really died when like every other PGA major was like, well,
hey. Oh, I think we lost your audio. Can you hear us still?
Yeah.
I know you're not talking. He went Tony Yayo on us.
Yeah.
G-Unit.
G-Unit. That's a lyric. Boom. Lyric done.
Lyric,
not count.
Lyric challenge lyric, done.
Lyric challenge completed. No, but I mean, it's. Are you keeping it as, like, being, like, does it matter? Like,
oh, no.
Let's say a Live player, let's say Koepka wins the Masters.
No.
But, like,
the answer, but it's the thing, does like, it matter?
It is
no,
because
it's golf.
Does it is golf just matter? For this tournament. Golf could get spicy, sure. Like a Tiger, still
not
one
the
of the
Masters.
Most.
Nah, not the Masters. The but Masters the champion. The Masters champion could ejaculate on someone behind a bush, stab a patron in the heart, and then shit in someone's mouth. Hit the winning putt on 18. They're like, oh, it's so beautiful. Pimento cheese sandwiches. Everything's $1.50. You love the Masters. Azaleas, birds, green grass.
Tradition like no other.
Yeah. Hello, friends. Yeah. The Masters is a weird thing.
Tiger Woods.
Other tournaments.
Tiger Woods absolutely did the first one he said, by the way.
What?
Ejaculating somebody behind a bush.
Oh, well, yeah. I thought you were talking about shitting on someone.
No, he absolutely did that.
But I think I'm belaboring whatever, but like if this was at like Bethpage Black or whatever the U.S. Open, you know, at some point is, yeah. Those kind of crowds would boo a Live guy. Masters, it's not going to happen because they paid $5,000 a day to get in. They're not going to risk it.
No.
Don't want to get kicked out.
Speaking of that, of being Tiger, did you see some, they called her an influencer, but she's like, an OnlyFans content creator, and like she does like a bunch of like golf stuff, said she would be Tiger's caddy tomorrow if he wanted her to be. That's dangerous for Tiger. You can't put that out there in front of him.
Yo, that's triggering, man. Like, it's, what are you doing?
Trapping, isn't it?
It
what
is.
A trap.
Yeah. It's like, hey, addict, I have this bag of cocaine. It's free. Do you want me to just bring it to you right now? It's like, come on, man. Not cool.
Like, didn't he? Was Tiger the one that like took his girlfriend to the airport and like left her there so he could go and change the locks at his house?
Yes, and said we're no longer together.
Yes, yes.
And see, I feel like that story's not entirely true because how do you travel with your partner? If however it could be a week, a year, a month, 10 years, you get to the airport like, oh. You fly there and I'll catch up with you. I left my bag. At that point, you're like, okay. Like,
yeah,
we're not together anymore.
That's an amazing story, by the way.
How do you not catch on to that sign? Because they make it sound like whoever she was just so oblivious.
They try to make it sound like he drove to the airport and, you know, gave her like the boot out the side of the fucking car, like it dumped off like an unwanted dog in the woods. Is kind of what like, they made it sound like.
She rolls out.
She rolls. The tarmac. And you see a bag come flying out the back and then it speeds off.
That's an amazing story. All right, what else you got?
All right, I got one more. All right, we're 7 games into the MLB season. Keep or kick the pitch clock right now?
Keep. Big keep.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a game's going like an hour and 50 minutes now.
The Rockies game was like 2 hours and 18 minutes, I think it actually was. Like, I saw a story about that, and it's great. It's so great. Like, you can actually watch an entire baseball game now. Like, even the biggest baseball fan, man, it's rough to sit around for 4 hours and watch a whole game. Like, you can't do it. Like, 2 hours.
Can't do it.
2 hours is doable.
Won't do it.
2 hours is doable.
I mean, 2 hours, that's an anomaly, but it's like 240. That's about the average, I think, right now.
That's workable, man. The games aren't going until 11 o'clock at night. It's doable.
Plus, bases are
up. What is this, a Pac-12 game?
Yeah.
On FS2?
Yeah, they say, you know, hitting's up, stolen bases up.
Yeah.
You know, I think, I do think they need a slight adjustment to the clock itself, but not like drastic enough to have really an effect.
I agree. I love that stolen bases are up too, by the way. I love it. Like, the bases are bigger. The pitch clock is forcing pitchers to not check them every single time. It's great. It's great for the sport, man. Bring speed back.
But I did just watch, you know, Manny Machado got ejected.
Are you really asking baseball to bring speed back?
Just saying.
I mean, some greenies? Well, not, greenies back?
Yeah.
Machado got ejected because he tried. So full count, first inning, two outs. It's about to hit his 8 second clock. He tries to call time. I thought the new rule now is because, you know, it used to be the umpire's discretion to give a batter time.
Still is.
I thought the new rule is now, if you ask for time now, you have to be given it.
No, you get one.
You get one, though, but you have to be given it if you ask for it.
I don't think so.
I thought that's the rule, because if you're gonna give me 7 seconds in between pitches and I get to get time and, you know, it's before the 8 second, you better give me fucking time.
Here's my response to that. What do you need time for?
To keep on slipping.
It's a full count.
Into the future.
It's a full count. I might need
the seconds. Sorry, Ski. It's not going to happen.
Listen, if Luke Perry can ride a bull for 8 seconds, Manny Machado can put his left, his right heel into the dirt, dig it in, do a couple of these, get in the box, and take a hack. If Luke Perry can ride 8 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, I want you in the box, Melky Cabrera. Take a hack. Let's go. I got things to do.
It's an amazing reference, my guy. Luke Perry can stay on a bull for 8 seconds.
I mean, there's a whole movie about it. What are you doing?
That is so good. Oh, man.
Never seen a movie about 8 seconds for Curtis Granderson. Have you? Get in the box. Nope. Take a hack.
Get in the box. Take a hack. And
hey, Joe Randa. Look to Luke Perry. Get in the box.
Look to Luke. That's all I got to say, my guy. So good.
Got anyone else?
There's some mathematical equation where 90210 equals 8. Get into the box.
Nice note from Booble on the Twitch chat. 8 seconds is free on YouTube right now. Get that if you got that YouTube premium, yo, watch that shit right now. Might watch that when we're done recording here.
Perry hours, baby.
Let's go. All right, you got any more?
That's it.
That's it? Okay. We should get to our list then and wrap things up.
We've been doing things too. We've been on here too long. Let's wrap this up. Rapid fire. We are now in a blood feud with Eugene Emeralds. Everyone knows it. Tomorrow is the opening day of the Northwest League. Go Hops, Hops Central. We don't skip and jump. We just hop on this podcast. So our top three list is your favorite gemstones that are not emeralds.
Love this so much. By the way, not kings, Eugene Emeralds, start the season with a 9-game road trip and then return home on April 18th to face the Hops.
My.
They play the Hops like 6 games in a row or something. So
Tonk the Casbah.
Tonk the Casbah. Tonk the Casbah.
Benavides don't like it. Boom, boom. Ron Tonk the Casbah.
Benavides don't like it. What if anybody outside our area like knows what the fuck we're talking about?
There's like 6 people listening to this to get that.
All right.
I'm going to say there's 6 people like in the city that get that.
I know. It's like, yeah, I've heard of the M's. Who's this Benavidez guy you keep mentioning? Rude. All right, let's start. Who wants to start?
My number three. Yes. My number three gemstone that is not an emerald. The Bloodstone.
Because it's a blood feud.
For your blood feud.
March birthstone, by the way.
It's what?
The March birthstone.
March?
Yep.
Nice. That's March is my birthday month. So I guess I'm a bloodstone. Bloodstone boy. All right. I'll take that. My number three is pyrite. Little fool's gold.
Fool's gold.
Yeah, I used to love it. Like,
what else? Beacon of fool's gold. The Eugene Emeralds titles.
They got pyrite.
Do it in a 7-game series, Emeralds. Do it in a 7-game series. Do it in October.
Like way after the season ends. Do it. Do it in October. I by the way, like when I was a kid, I legitimately loved looking for fool's gold. I don't know. Grew out of it obviously, but what was the I'm blanking on the name of it now. Like the farm Lone Pine.
Knott's Berry Farm.
Was it Lone Pine Farms?
Oh, Lone Pine.
Yeah, the one that's like closed now. Like they used to have that out there. That was cool. You take your kid out there and do a little gold sifting. Good times. All right, that's it.
All right, my number three, Jim. Topaz.
I love a good topaz. I do love a good topaz.
Truly, truly.
Reminds me of my New Mexico nights. Many nights spent in Santa Fe looking at the topaz, the topaz sunset.
Looking at the topaz sunset on the fields of El Paso.
Where else would you rather be?
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
In Las Cruces.
I think King would rather be at Ron Tonkin Field to watch his Hops.
Where else would you rather be than drinking a $15 IPA at the Tonk?
The Tonk.
Looking at the roving hills of Hillsboro.
I don't even think you can see the hills from the Tonk. All right. My number two gemstone. That is not an emerald.
Real quick. Booble says sapphire, as in sapphire, a ball at the heads of a Hops player. That's just rude.
That's rude. It's not very classy.
WCP says rubies. That's his number three. Okay. Sorry.
I do like a good
rubies. I thought he was going to say sapphire down at the Silver Dollar Club, but.
Oh. Or ruby. Nah, ruby's a little old. Ruby's a little old. She's at the Nile.
Yeah, she's at the Nile. formerly known as the Great Alaskan Bush Company.
Is the Nile still
that's
out there?
A deep cut. That's been a long time.
It's been the Nile for a long time.
Is it still there?
Oh, yeah. The Nile survived a lot of COVID shutdowns because they would keep opening and people would just keep spreading COVID. So they'd shut it down again.
That's amazing.
Surprise, surprise.
Not even mad. Good for them. All right. Your two. Sorry.
My number two gemstone that is not an emerald. Baseball Tonight. Web Gem.
Web Gem. Brought to you
sponsored by Chevrolet.
I was gonna say Coors Light, but apparently that's controversial now.
Oh, Coors Light's the good one. It's Bud Light now.
Yeah, Bud Light.
It's like Kid Rock says, ain't nobody gonna tell me how to live.
You guys realize that Coors Light has done a lot of pro LGBTQ promotional.
But it's not now, you know. So
like a lot they currently do. They okay. Anyway, no, that's fine. Yeah, we'll just yeah, sure. Whatever works for your agenda. That's cool. Whatever, man.
I love the one they're pulling like a Seinfeld. You know where Elaine tries to get like the Mayan clothes, and she's pissed off at the one Mayan store. So she goes to a different Mayan store, but it's owned by the person. All these people are like, I'm going to boycott Bud Light and Anheuser. And I'm going to get this beer owned by Anheuser, too. It's same like company. You're just spending your money on a different product. Yeah. Same company, different product.
Yeah, I'm not drinking Bud Light anymore. I'm drinking Land Shark. Oh, it still says Anheuser-Busch on it. Oh.
A Cinco de Mayo from Punto Mayo. Yeah. I own both stores.
You know, I it's funny enough, like the company thing you mentioned, like the movie we watched, Bull Durham, it was produced by this like Onyx company. I don't, it was Orion. That's what it was.
My number four gemstone. That's not an emerald. Onyx.
Yeah. That's Booble's number two, by the way. He says Onyx Slam. Good call.
Yes.
But I was looking it up. I was just curious. Like Orion is owned by MGM. And guess who MGM is owned by? Amazon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dr. Fauci.
The Fauci virus. It owns everything.
Bill Gates.
It owns your souls.
Soros.
Soros.
By the way, WCP says number two is Sapphire for him. Number two.
Sapphire, number two, Sapphire. To the main stage.
Great Alaskan Bush Company. Coming to, the main stage. Brought to you by syphilis.
Brought to you by
herpes, simplex, whatever.
Okay, I was going to say Chevrolet again.
Okay. That's enough of that. Hey, Chevrolet, sponsor us. That'd be a leap. Have you done your two, Ski?
Have you?
Yeah. Didn't I? All
right. My number two.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't. I didn't. My bad.
Yeah.
My number two is Unobtainium from King's favorite movie, Avatar. It's a fake. It's fake. You can't get it because it's fake.
Boo.
It's literally the worst name in the history of anything.
Friends, fucking hell.
he's like saying a prayer to himself.
Proceed.
All right. My number two favorite gemstone, the Righteous Gemstones.
There you go. Good call. King's so salty. I'm wearing blue too, man. You got
my number five gemstone. It's not a Eugene Emerald. Salt.
Salt's
probably more of a mineral, but
yeah,
mineral.
Yeah, that's a mineral. And if it were a gem, it'd be our number one. It better be. Salt's great.
My number one gemstone that is not a Eugene Emerald. Baby Billy. Walking around the house with a pickle in my mouth.
So good. I love Baby Billy.
My number six, Husky Tears. So salty. So salty.
We just established that's a mineral.
It's true.
It's a mineral.
That's true. My apologies. So my number one, is that where we're at?
Yes.
By the way, WCP says Righteous Gemstones is his number one. My number one is amber, because you can contain mosquitoes in them and create dinosaurs. So amber.
That's good answer.
That's it.
Good answer.
Booble says his number one is smoky quartz. No pun. Just sounds like an off-brand cigarette brand.
Sounds like he's been misbehaving. Yeah.
Smoky Quartz sounds like the single stick company we could buy single stick cigarettes from that don't exist anymore. But my number one gemstone is the Pink Panther. It is a diamond. It's a real gemstone.
It's called Pink Panther?
Yep, it's called the Pink Panther. That's how it started.
It is not a clever name.
I do talk about the insulation.
Yep. All right, do this.
Also, how did the Pink Panther commercial become an insulation company? Like,
that's a good question. I didn't know how they got those rights.
Yeah, well, is that public domain thing too? Because the movies were so old, it can't be, right?
They're not that old. I think they're from the 70s.
Maybe it's the same parent company. They're like, we're in the movies. Let's
we're moving to insulation, fellas.
Let's own the insulation market.
Just two little companies out here misbehaving.
There you go. All All right, we done?
We're done.
I'm walking out here with fiberglass in my mouth.
I'm gonna do this like Rome. Doing the gym Rome.
I didn't hear any paper crumpling.
No paper crumple. It's really loud here. Anyway. I can't hear King. I can't hear King either. I wonder if it's like a setup with whatever. Okay, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thanks for dealing with the video thing again. Sorry about that. It is what it is. At least we have a plan for it now, and we're pretty good at rolling with it.
Video's out here, misbehaving.
All right, see y'all on Sunday for Bull Durham. Goodbye.